remaining positions for strategy, we already have plans to ensure that these are also filled in as soon as possible. Also, when I started, the layer just below your executive was at more than 70% vacancy. We can confirm now that more than 80% of those positions have been filled, and it is within our plans to ensure that we fill all critical positions to ensure that the organization continues. But Honorable McKenzie, you also mentioned other greater issues. What about efficiencies within the organization? And also the tool Dr. Mohapi and team then were trying to procure for your e-procurement solution. As the members will understand, when I joined, I briefed the members also about a legal matter I was taking against the Intender solution, that e-procure solution that was procured long ago. Twitter has spent more than 200 million rand, but I can't see value for it. So I can confirm it is that matter that I am still pursuing, but parallel to the legal processes, part of what we are forcing to do with the service provider is to say, even if I lose the legal case, can that solution be fixed so that before the end of this financial year, we can properly launch an e-procure solution that can be used by both data and client. And we can confirm to the honorable members that we are now working on that. We should be starting launching some functions of that solution that can be used internally by CETA, not later than 1st of January. The intention is by the end of March, we should be having an e-procure solution that can be used also by our client. But as a responsible manager, we have already spent more than 200 million on that solution. I want it to work. Because if it can't work, honorable members, it means it's wasteful expenditure. I must run around everybody who signed on that 200 million and recover those funds for state. So the first thing then I'm doing is, because we paid for it as government, it must work. So that's then the process and the plans that honorable members were in. We are confident for now that we can make it work. I might pay a little bit more for it to work, but that's my first price. Let it work. If it doesn't work, then everybody who signed on those payments for the last 3 years must account, and the state needs to recover the funds. On the other part that you are raising, Honorable McKenzie, around the procurement backlogs, as the committee will understand, when I arrived, CETA had more than 410 backlog tenders that date back to more than 3 years before. I can confirm that backlog has been reduced to less than 40, and we want to make sure by the time we go to end of the year, all historic backlogs will be resolved, including at least a minimum 60% of the new tenders for this financial year must also be resolved, so that as we enter the new financial year, we are not starting a new backlog. And for that, we are making it operational. I can confirm to yourselves, I have more than 45 tenders that are waiting to be evaluated by the police. I have written to the commissioner of the police to say, when are you sending us evaluators to evaluate this contract? Because CETA's power, CETA is not allowed to evaluate any tenders without majority of people coming from the department that is asking for that service. So my letter to the Commissioner of Police was saying, you must give us people to evaluate these tenders, and they must evaluate them now, because this thing will continue to be an irregularity on CETA, and CETA can't do anything because the law does not allow us to go ahead and evaluate tenders without majority of the evaluators being coming from the department that has asked for us to publish that tender. And I have written to all major departments that have so many tenders with us, including defense, to say you all now need to start giving us people so that we can clear this backlog. And it is something we are following up. On my monthly governance meetings, we are now doing with most of the critical DGs to ensure that we speed this process up. But I can confirm to the committee that indeed service delivery is something we are looking at as quickly as we can. I think I would rather stop there because of time, honorable member. Thank you very much.
Thank you from the administrator for the comprehensive response. I think members do have a sense of where things are going, and surely in the coming quarterly reports we'll be able to to see most of the issues you've raised in terms of what you are doing to respond to the challenges of the past. And I'm sure there's agreement in the committee on in appreciating the 2 months of moving from 25% to 60% in achieving targets. Of course, with an understanding that given more time, surely a lot could have happened, which we must see in the quarterly reports that we would receive. It's unless there's a member who says a question that would have been asked has not been properly clarified, so that I release the sitter parties. Any member who still wanted to follow up that the question was not answered properly?
Chair, it's not a follow-up, it's just a recommendation that I want to make, especially with the last point that has been raised by Peter, to say that some of the evaluation tenders that must be evaluated by staff. I think it's important, Chair, that really we get, but I think Peter has also made a recommendation to say that perhaps as a committee, we need to have time with them so that we can really engage on the implementation plan, but also in that implementation plan, let us get an update from SAP in terms of these tenders that need to be evaluated. If there's no movement, perhaps we must have a joint meeting with SAP so that we make sure that CETA does not fail because of what SAP is doing. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Fago, it's an addition there that maybe that's more something to look at so that the 45 or so tenders can be dealt with. Because in the other committees, unfortunately, it gets to be a complaint about CETA not moving on procurement. I think that point is well taken. We'll also put it as part of the record of the committee. But I take it that, honorable members, on the ones that you would have asked, I think there's been an adequate response from CETA, because I want to make a proposal on how we deal with the remaining item.
Go ahead, Chair.
Okay. Yeah, having listened to both the department and CETA, and at least there's been engagement on those, I want to make the following proposals, honorable members. We had already agreed on the SABC part that it would appear that we may need to deal with this in the evening meeting, where they also needed to present the revision or update in their corporate plan. We'll take it in the part that's open to the public, because we can't hide that from the public. We are just doing the applications, proper applications on the side to the House Chair. That our meeting will go into parts. That's one. The second one being that with regard to the USASA or USAF revision, it may be important that we include it to the responses we needed on matters raised by AUTA, but also other complaints that we may have received on how things are going there at USASA. Now, with us as members in particular, would be interested in the broadband, would be interested, of course, on the set of boxes because of paid money in the post office. We would also be interested on the IDTVs because we had timelines that were agreed upon. So any revision that takes us out of that, I think it needs us to do a thorough oversight on that. So in the few minutes we have, we'll not be able to deal with that aspect. So we'd want it to come as we deal with other matters that relate to set of boxes and so on, and therefore be able, as part of the response, say what is the revised plan to attain those. So So that's what I would want to put forward to members, the way of helping us to be qualitative in the way we deal with the reports that come before us. Otherwise, for the remaining entities, it's really a matter of them taking us to those areas, because in some instances, it is just the issues of the strategic plan not really impacting much on movement of resources and so on, that we take note of those as they would be speaking to us, such that we take a break at what. But if the meeting so agrees, I don't want to dictate on this one and say it's a ruling, but I'm just presenting it to members, because we all have to collectively play our oversight role as the committee. That's what I'm putting before you. If I can get takers quickly. Are you raising your hand, Honorable Kubeka?
Yes, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Kubeka, proceed.
Okay. No, Chair, I was saying, I think I support you because as you are presenting to say, on these entities that are left, actually, we want to do justice, actually. So we can't just massage, as we are aware that other members, they need to prepare themselves to run to their house at 2, Chair. So can we say if it is possible, Chair, as we are presenting to say, it rather be have the another time in order that we must engage further with those entities, not to say we are undermining them, Chair. Thanks very much. Chair?
Yes, Honorable Fagu.
I think so also, Chair, I support the view because I hope entities understand the situation that we find ourselves in as a board, especially with the crisis with the SABC. So we spend a lot of time responding to the minister. I don't think we'll do any justice this time to accommodate other entities. Perhaps we can have them in the evening tomorrow or so. Our sincere apologies, but we can't proceed, Chair.
I'm just taking other views. So it would appear that the alternative proposal is that we do not have them presenting at all, but rather reschedule them. Not just those that would have counted. Is that the case, Honorable Members, so that we then move towards closure with an understanding that the entities would have an understanding in that regard, that we do not want a situation where it's like we do not take them in seriousness like other entities are given it.
Yes, Chairperson, agree completely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Then the meeting is officially adjourned and we'll be interacting with the entities through the channels that we use, just to be sure
yes,
that
sir.
It's received. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Members. Thanks for your understanding.
Thank you, please.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, colleagues.
Honorable McKay.
Thanks, Chair.
Bye-bye, Honorable Fundam.
Bye-bye.
And you must attend. And you must attend in the evening. All of
She's well today, Honorable Fundam.
Don't worry, SABC, so even if I'm...
Attend the meeting.
I can see...